AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance is railing against what he calls excessive regulation of artificial intelligence at a summit in Paris.
AI must remain free from ideological bias, and that American AI will not be co-opted into a tool for authoritarian censorship.
A group of investors led by Elon Musk says it's offering $97.4 billion to buy the nonprofit behind OpenAI. A federal judge is likely to quickly decide whether to grant Justice Department demands that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency be allowed to immediately resume accessing Treasury Department records containing personal data for millions of Americans. The European Union says tariffs by the U.S. on steel and aluminum will not go unanswered. Mauro Stefkovic is with the European Commission.
And we are currently assessing the scope of the measures announced overnight and will be responding in firm and proportionate way by countermeasures.
President Trump is hitting foreign steel and aluminum with a 25% tax in the hope they'll give local producers relief from intense global competition. President Trump has set a deadline for Hamas to turn over hostages in Gaza.
Saturday at 12, we want them all back. I'm speaking for myself. Israel can override it. But from myself, Saturday at 12 o'clock, and if they're not here, all hell is going to break out.
A Hamas spokesman says the dozens of hostages would only be returned if all parties remain committed to a ceasefire deal reached last month. Hamas has threatened to delay the next release of three Israeli hostages due Saturday, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire agreement. Police in South Korea are questioning an elementary school teacher who allegedly stabbed a pupil to death. The female suspect is receiving hospital treatment for self-inflicted wounds. This is AP News. The Luka Doncic era is underway in Los Angeles.
Luka Doncic didn't put up big numbers in his Hollywood debut, but the new Lakers superstar did contribute to a big win. Doncic had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists in 24 minutes while playing in his first game since his blockbuster trade from Dallas to LA. The end result was a 132-113 rout of the Jazz for coach J.J. Redick's team.
I know Luka is motivated, and Luka's a competitor. And I expect that spirit to continue into All-Star break and post-All-Star break.
LeBron James had a team-high 24 points in the 32-19 Lakers' sixth straight win. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The first Olympic esports games will be hosted in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia in 2027. It's unclear which, if any, shooter games the International Olympic Committee will allow on the esports Olympic program. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.